B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
You're the best.
What's up, bro?
Mikey, you realize
tells me to relax.
But you're going to be here till 12:30.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Every time it's going to be on air too. He won't do it off air, so on air you got no choice. So you're here, Mike. Strap in.
Hey, man.
I'm in. I'm strapped.
All right, I got to get to this because I could see. First of all, I could see 13-year-old Natalie in her Flyer jersey in the Northeast celebrating Flyer hockey.
Dude, Zamboners everywhere.
I know they're
pumped.
Major Zamboner right here.
Oh, they're pumped.
But Carter Hart last night shutout. Flyers win, and people don't know how good and they have the wrong opinion of you in hockey, Michael.
I haven't given them much reason to think otherwise.
I've always tried to correct the record that you covered the Flyers as a beat writer.
I was a huge Flyer fan in my day.
Up in the Bristol area, that's a big Flyer country up
correct.
There.
And
Blazers
College, I was a huge Flyer.
You were a huge Flyer. You know hockey inside and out. We have had many hockey conversations, and I can vouch, you are a great hockey guy.
I don't know if I would be a great hockey guy, but I know more.
I tend to agree with Michael.
People would think it's just that. Here's the thing about
loves to f with me.
Hockey, yeah. Well, you were so over the top with hockey,
yeah.
That it was fun for me to throw darts at you.
Yeah, it was like a compensation.
You were an easy target because you were so over the top, giddy about the barn.
The Buster Brown suit.
You were like a Disney movie where all the little trolls are in line going to the barn.
No, we're the Oompa Loompas.
All right. Oh my God! Let's go to the barn. Flyers, let's go! Let's go!
Oompa dee doo.
Follow me to the barn.
Oh my goodness.
Problem was, I was the only one in the barn last year. Nobody wanted to watch it.
You know, it was classic. Let's discuss this for a second. Let's discuss you and Jason as a tandem. When he was your producer.
Yeah.
It was highly entertaining radio. Different dynamic than you and Tyrone and Natalie. Mm-hmm. It was very interesting dynamic of you and Jason.
Yeah, what did I used to do, Jason? What did I used to do to get under
your skin? How about it,
bro? Well,
what did I do to get under your skin?
Well,
you would try to wedge in hockey, and I would point to a pie chart. And go, there's a little sliver there.
I think that more of the thing was just the dynamic, like that you and I don't see the world through an even relatively close lens on a lot of different things. And it wasn't just hockey, it was just in general, so... There was always a lot of contention. I thought your opinion oftentimes was idiotic, and you thought mine was idiotic, and therein lied a lot of debate.
I don't know.
Turns out I was right.
What did you hear, Anthony?
I heard you abuse him, and I agreed with you.
Well, yeah, a lot of times people did. And I blame you for the stick to hockey thing in a lot of ways, but I've embraced that at this point. So,
well.
No, we had a good time.
The greatest drop of them all. Is I skeeve you.
That wasn't about me, though, was it?
I don't know.
I don't think that was about me.
No,
it was definitely about you.
Why? Because it was about you.
I remember it was because you didn't wash your hands or something after the bathroom or something.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Those good old arguments.
Skeeve me. Yeah. Well, if you take a shower, do you need to wash your hands? You know?
Yeah, you're from a different world.
Oh, it's probably
world.
When I peed in the ocean or something like that.
Yeah, it's probably.
Well, that's normal.
That maybe. Too.
That's normal stuff.
Yeah. See, Mike's in a minority there, but.
You're an ocean peer.
Totally.
Country crumb. So that's why
fits.
Yeah. The ocean's like 10% fish pee anyway, so what's the harm in a little human pee mixed in?
Like I can see you drilling a hole.
You should.
Drilling a hole liberating. And having an ice house and fishing for whatever.
Yeah,
you're one of those type of
guys. Living in an igloo?
For a sturgeon or something like that?
Yeah, sturgeon.
Yeah, I don't need fish, but...
You don't need fish?
No, I don't need anything that comes out of the ocean.
What are you, nuts?
Nothing. I don't drink anything hot, and I don't eat anything that comes out of the ocean.
Yeah, see, that's the thing I used to get on. Yeah. That kind of weirdness.
Understand that. That's pretty weird.
Well, you don't understand. Somebody have a cup of coffee, like a real purse.
And it's odd because I love the smell of coffee. Like, if I lived by myself, I'd have a coffee maker just to make it, but not drink it. Just to smell it. You know what I mean? It would be odd, but... That's the case. At least the old lady drinks.
I think
it
what I used to rip him about, he used to tweet about hockey.
Yeah, you hated that.
During like NFL Sundays.
Or during a Sixers game.
You know,
something that was bigger on the pie chart.
The tears.
Would be ignored by him, and he used to unnerve me.
Mm-hmm. See, I've never understood that about Philadelphia sports fans, because like, I'll get a tweet say, dude, why are you tweeting about hockey? It's football season. Well, there's another season started, too. Like, we can share, you know, we can compartmentalize our brain to follow more than one thing at a time.
No, but that's not the way it was. You follow one thing 100% of the time.
Yeah, I follow everything.
That's 100%. What it would that unnerved people. You gave more priority to a sport that was lesser in priority.
Just lesser in priority to you and other people. It wasn't lesser in priority to a lot of people.
It was lesser in priority to the majority, which is what radio is all about.
Yeah, yeah. Well, screw the majority.
Oh, wow, okay. Then screw success.
All right.
It's weird.
Just like old times.
Yeah, there you go.
Just like old times.
Some things never change. But we'd have the same conversations on and off the air.
Bro. It's getting tense in here. You could have been those guys.
I have always been a hockey lover. It's just that today I think it can be enhanced by stuff like the open net with two goalies ass to ass.
Back-to-back goals.
Like the old pinball machines where like a lot of balls come down at once. A lot of pucks come down at once.
Oh, the multi-ball.
Like 10 minutes with pucks can come down with a parachute and everybody's got a puck.
Well, there was a puck that flew on the ice one game.
Puts the heat on the goalie. There are ways you can enhance the sport, cuz.
But the thing about it is, and Andrew, move the break now, all right? I'm just going to tell you to move it now because we're not breaking in a minute. The thing is like you have, and I know some of it's tongue-in-cheek with the multiple pucks and the goalie's ass-to-ass.
No, I'm serious.
But your lack of reluctance to change anything about the sport that's dying a slow death in baseball is confounding to me.
So that in relation to hockey, it's not dying a slow death.
You're wrong.
It's still Americana. It's still a great sport. Americana's dying. People are watching the playoffs. People aren't going to watch the NHL playoffs.
Mike, there was over a million more empty seats this year.
See?
They're selling experiences.
You know what he does? This is what he does. He'll take a sport that he knows is more popular and just to crack it down to make his sport look better.
See, that's what he used to do.
That's what he used to do all the time.
I just crap on baseball because the commissioners of the sport have no foresight at all. And I think you're part of the problem, frankly, because you don't want to change to the dumb record book.
It's like parents of a dumb kid in school ripping the parents of a smart kid. That's what you do.
All right, on that note. I'm sorry.
More people are with me about baseball than they're with Mike.
I apologize for bringing you back
in. That's all right. I had a lot of fun. I like doing this.
It was interesting.
It's like a shot of espresso.
To relive that moment of you and Jason.
Well, let me ask you real quick, though. Did you watch any of the game last night?
Flyers game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you think? Did you think it looked different?
No.
Okay.
Really?
No.
You might get a new Zenith
then. They played a bad team last night.
Well, not necessarily, but
yeah, bad team.
The product looks different, though, to you, no?
We'll see. It's only two games. I agree with that.
Heartsy.
It's two games.
I
don't think the Flyers are a good enough team to say they're a definite playoff team.
No, I totally agree with that, too.
All right.
I got to see a lot. I'm just talking about stylistically. It's a more entertaining watch.
Look at that. You come from the same bed.
Yeah, how about that?
No, I think we're both being practical. he was in his bed. I was at the barn.
But what's great about Jason, you see him like when it's game day. And he's got to put a suit on. He's got a hop in his step.
A little pep in the step.
He's going like this. He's waving both the arms. Oh, my God. He's running down the halls quicker. Oh, it's hockey night. It's hockey night.
Hockey night in America.
Brindy, how you doing, man?
Oh, man.
All right, I'm out.
I give you credit, man.
I'll be back at 2.
You are consistently a pain in my ass.
We will see Mikey Miss again at 2.
Will we?
We'll come back. This is great. Nat and my boy, the bro, will visit with, and I believe Tyrone's coming in too.
Oh, Ty, that could come back in the house.
12 o'clock hour.
Just total free for all. Are we supposed to get Bob Cooney? Where the hell's Bob?
He's doing 12 o'clock. He and Jamie switched.
Well, what do you mean they switched?
Yeah, I got a root canal at 2:15. I couldn't do my original hours.
You got to talk some ball.
Yeah.
You just didn't
sit through a root canal with me and Mikey Miss talking hockey? That's a root canal,
bro.
That's
great. All right. I love it. We got to talk some Northeast with Nat.
Yes.
Yeah. Seven.
Sev.
I never heard of Sev.
Sev.
We never called it Sev.
Yeah, I've heard that.
You've heard Sev. Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
What's it? Meet me at Sev.
All right, hold the phone.
Give me a Slurpee at Sev.
Well, like 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
Well, some things don't need to be shortened.
All right, let's talk the Union. First round of the MLS Cup playoffs next weekend against New York. That's right, Sunday, October the 23 o'clock. These guys have been incredible all year long. And now it's playoff time. How about this? This is amazing. They haven't had a playoff game at home since 2011. That's right, 8 years since the Union had a playoff game at home. And what a year they had. What a terrific year. I said it all year long, 5-for-5. Coach Jim Curtin and Captain Alejandro Bedoya, they've just led this team to a just wonderful season. It really is. All right, next Sunday, it's on for good. So, you know, Sons of Ben, it's going to be popping down there. There's some tickets available. Make sure you go to PhiladelphiaUnion.com, and you got to get there. Next Sunday afternoon, it's perfect, 3 o'clock. So you got the little doubleheader with Union and New York Red Bulls. And then you get the Eagles at night against Dallas, so it's perfect. 3 o'clock, Town Energy Stadium, place to be. Let's go, Union.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
That's right. It is All-Star Day, which is always an awesome time. Don't forget, thanks to Primo, who's watching the game with some friends this week, scored big. Serve it style with some Primo hoagies. Order online, PrimoHoagies.com. You know, I always tell you, it's not just a hoagie. It's Primo.
Just had some delicious Primo.
That's right, bro. You got used to the Primos.
Yeah,
years,
I was spoiled.
Years.
Yeah.
Bro and I and Natalie all came, as well as Jason, from the other station as well.
Yep. All alums and moved on to greener pastures, as they said.
Yeah.
And the whole crowd, and, you know, Bro and I go way back.
The same rat. Yeah. We all left during the same rat's tenure. Rat. There's a lot of rats in this business, but there's no bigger rat than that rat.
Yeah, we're all old friends now, at least over 10 years.
Like, all right, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Nat came in. She was perfect. She's because Nat's Philadelphia. All right? Nat is all Philly.
Yeah.
That's what I love about her.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's funny because you and the bro grew up not too far from each other.
Right.
But you were a Northeast city girl.
I'm a totally city girl. Yeah.
I was from the mean streets of Washington Crossing.
Right. Yeah.
I'm from the hood, man.
Right. Yeah. Westchester.
Dub C.
No, but Nat
was out there.
Gotta represent.
Nat was a true Northeast Philly girl.
Yeah,
and I could picture her as a kid wearing her Flyer jersey.
Uh-huh.
Like all the other Flyers Northeast country girls.
Yeah. Totally.
Right.
Yeah.
What grade school did you go to?
So I went to St. George, then I went to St. Williams because my family's actually originally from the Fishtown, Kensington area.
Okay.
And then they migrated 20 minutes up 95 to the Northeast.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You know, like a lot of people did. And then I went to St. William and then Cardinal Doherty.
So yeah, I could just
With Pat Egan.
Pat Egan and her were the same.
Yeah. And I could just see you, Nat, wearing the Flyer jersey.
Oh, I was flyered up for years. And everybody who knew me growing up knew that the Flyers were my team. I mean, I was always 4-for-4, but the Flyers were my first team. I love them. And it's all credit to my dad who used to take me to the games, the Spectrum.
Yeah, he said, a cool dude.
Yeah, he said I would stand on the chairs at the Spectrum and I would just be screaming my head off. And I was so little that people would turn around because I was like 4 or 5 years old just screaming at the team. And
were you screaming, shoot the puck?
I know. I actually knew. So, you know, it was great. The reason that I love Philly sports so much is my dad, he taught me everything. And when we would go to Flyers games, he would make me call the penalties before it was actually called in the arena.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So he would quiz me and he would teach me the rules. And yeah, I mean, it's been a rough...
Now, did you get interference?
I did. I was pretty good. I was pretty good. And but I'll tell you
Give me a hooking call.
A hooking call?
Yeah, let me see.
There it is. I got it.
2 minutes for hooking.
2 minutes for hooking. Yeah. No.
In Kensington, that means something different these days, but you know what I'm saying.
I'm hooked.
It's the world's oldest profession, Jason.
I'll tell you what, though. I said between, for years, especially in the last 10 years, prior to Carson Wentz, I said that the issues with the Eagles and the Flyers comparatively were the two essential roles of each team, the quarterback and the goalie, had not been settled for years. You know, after McNabb, there was still that merry-go-round. And then since when, I mean, when you think about that 2010 Cup run, who was in the net then and after that. So it's been nine years now since the Flyers have had any sort of solid answer in net. And that's why I'm so confident about this season, is because this guy, Carter Hart, he looks amazing. He looks amazing.
Yeah. He was spectacular last night.
He looked spectacular.
The building was awesome. Like, the building was fired up. Bro, how about it? I mean, like, the
heartsy.
I mean, that was cool, man.
Outside Eagles quarterback, I mean, the city's always looked for the Flyers' gold.
Exactly.
And, you know, I believe it's the white whale. Yeah, I believe we have both right now. So, you know, I just love this time of the year.
Yeah.
Because I love the intersection of all four. Like, March is cool and all, you know, spring training getting fired up, everybody else winding down.
Still too far from football, though.
You got the draft a little bit. You get tickled, you know. But right now, all four come into a complete intersection, and it's the best time of the sports calendar.
I agree.
I'm with you.
It's the best. I brought the bro to the station.
Yes.
Yeah.
I apologize for that.
No, man, 4.5 years. It's been great.
Yeah, it's good to have familiar faces make the migration.
Well, and Jay brought me here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing how it all kind of, you intersect with one another.
It's funny because the day I got canned from the other joint, I literally cleaned out my crap across, because it used to be across the parking lot over there, and literally walked over here for a meeting. put my stuff in the car and walked right over here and met with Nahagan.
Wow, that's wild.
Yeah, I walked in and I saw Johnny Marks and he's like, Martinez? I'm like, yeah, what's up, Bob?
That is awesome.
Yeah, and came right over and sat down with Nahagan. I thought I wanted to get out of the industry for a while because, you know, you can't get out of that joint with all kinds of scars all over you, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like Quentin Jaws, you know? 18-footer tiger, you know, whipping
good
up.
Life lesson, you know, just don't suck. Be nice to people.
Yeah, well, yeah. The facts. Be nice to people. It's always the great lesson. In life.
Just be genuine. And take credit for other people's crap.
You
know? Yeah.
Karma just follows you.
It's not hard not to suck.
Yeah. I mean, when you have the double whammy of taking credit for other people's good ideas and blaming other people for your crap ideas, that's like the recipe of managerial disaster.
Yeah. Yeah,
and showing up, you know, always is not a bad idea.
That helps.
Yeah,
you got to show up to put in the work. Right?
Yes.
Jeez. Speaking of showing up in the afternoon,
I think we're subtweeting people on the radio.
F them. I don't give a rat's ass. They can kiss my rear end.
In case you're joining us at 11:30 here on this All Star Day, celebrating our 10 years, the Fanatic.
I need therapy.
Gabe Kapler is out as Philly's manager.
I didn't think they were going to at this point. The more every day it went on, I was like dropping 5% that he was going to come back. I'm kind of stunned at this point. I thought at this point they were going to keep him. I really did. I thought they were going to bring all three back and just say, no, we're going to improve the roster. This is what we believe in Gabe. But
it was the plan to bring him back. But like you said, The masses were not satisfied with the amount of flesh that they had gotten.
But that begs a good question. Should owners really be listening to the fans?
No.
Yeah, but here's the
reality. I don't think they should be either.
To know that the guy was an idiot.
Yeah, like have conviction in your own decisions. Mm-hmm. Like, outside influence shouldn't.
Listen, I don't know how in the world he didn't know that Gabe was just ill-equipped to be the manager. But the real issue, and let me bring Tunis into the conversation.
Oh,
by the way,
show host.
Shout out to the post game show, which is really good. I love you two together. You know, I'm a big proponent of the bro and the Tunis.
Tunis and the bro.
These are my two guys, my two protégés, the protégés. So, Tunis, the real issue here is it's a Klentak production.
Oh yeah.
As much as Gabe did not give the, I think, establish the proper culture in the Phillies clubhouse and translate it to wins, the Klentak's the one that's calling the shots from upstairs.
Yes, and I thought about this a lot last night when the Nationals beat the Dodgers. Now, I don't want to compare the Nationals and the Phillies rosters. We talked about it before the season even started. The Nationals were my team to win the NL East.
No, the Nationals can actually draft.
Yes, so I'm not comparing the rosters per se, but remember Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail both said, what's the point of giving up top prospects to have a series with the Dodgers? Well, the Nationals, who won the wild card, had a series with the Dodgers and beat the Dodgers and are now going on to the National League Championship.
The Nationals were live in that series.
Exactly.
And they also outbid the Phillies for Patrick Corbin this year.
Yes. So, all right. So, the Nationals have the better roster than the Phillies. I said it from the very beginning. That's why I said that they were going to win the division. The Braves ended up winning. But the message that Klentak, who you just mentioned, and McPhail said were, what's the point of playing the Dodgers if we just get to the wild card and win the wild card?
That's a loser statement right there. Well, they should have been fired on the spot for that statement.
The Dodgers
alone
are out. The Nationals moved on. The Nationals were the
that
wild card team.
That's a loser mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So here, I guess here's the question, because I am shocked at the level of interest they still have gotten. We're in the middle of Eagles season.
Yeah.
The Flyers have just started.
Mm-hmm.
The Sixers.
It's the most exciting Sixer season ever.
In the history.
In my lifetime.
I love this team. I told you I love them more than the 83 team
yeah.
when I was a kid. I think this Sixer team is poised for a championship run.
It's special.
They're going to be fun to watch. I beam over the Sixers.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun.
So you have all that.
Yep.
And yet, people have, the Phillies have a weird hold on people.
Well, I think that has a lot to do with the expectations that we had heading into the season. Last year, the offseason, we're going to spend stupid money. We're going to get this done. We're going to get that done. We went into this season higher than we've been, again, in the last decade because of Bryce Harper. So for it to play out the way that he did what was expected of him. You know, he finished kind of where he was at last year.
Right.
So I think that's why they're still holding on to it, which was why the pressure was even on Gabe more this year, was because, okay, now we gave you something. Last year, you might have not had enough. But, you know, you have the McCutcheon injury, you have the bullpen, the starting rotation. It wasn't enough there. And I think regardless of what you think about Kapler personally, because of the front office, it's kind of agreeable that he's taken the fall for the myriad of issues that the organization has.
Yeah, to me, the manager is just like a microcosm
Absolutely.
Of the team's issues. Like, this goes way, like, the manager to me is irrelevant right now. Like, this team has serious, like Andrew brings up the Nationals. Guess what? The same year we got Jalen Ortiz, they got Juan Soto for half the price. You know, Anthony Rendon, Bryce Harper, Steven Stratton. Like, granted, those are some high picks, but they have drafted.
What did you do with your high picks?
We just tanked.
We just had high picks.
The Astros tanked. The Cubs tanked. They all have superstars. What do we have?
Those drafted Moniak.
Correa and Altuve.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to hear about.
We have Aaron Nola.
Yeah.
Because Rhys Hoskins isn't it. Like, I still think he can salvage his career. I'm not saying he's trash or anything, but he is not a superstar we once thought he was.
No.
He's Papperl.
Well, yeah, like he's an average, decent Major League Baseball
and now,
player.
And now with the resurgence of the Sixers and possibly the Flyers and with the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, the team,
there's
Phillies
a battle for attention.
There's a battle for attention, and the city is essentially starved for good baseball.
See,
it's been 8 years.
I think once
Sixers
start playing.
Oh, it'll be gone. It'll be done.
They're done.
Well, the manager watch will captivate us here for the next.
Yeah, but I think they will get very little in spring training excitement.
Well, it depends. I mean, if Garrett Cole signed, is that you're right back?
Why? They still have a flawed lineup.
Yeah, you still wouldn't say, no, I have Garrett Cole and Nola, who's faltered down the stretch the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I'm worried about him in September. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got news for you. They signed Garrett Cole.
There's things they can do that will bring you back. I know you.
They need Garrett Cole desperately.
Yeah.
This town will be so swept up in Sixer playoff mania.
But you'll be back. You love baseball. At the bottom, at the end of the day, love baseball.
You know the Sixers are real.
You know where I was last night? I was at All-Star Baseball Academy in Broomall.
Mm.
All right?
Yeah.
Having my two kids work out.
Yeah.
All right? And I love the sport.
Yeah. You'll be back.
It offends me that Matt Klentak is running this organization.
He's done a horrible job. I mean, look, the offseason was great, but you can look back to last year. Cole Hamels went for three prospects, two of which aren't even in baseball anymore.
And no interest in Dallas Keuchel.
No. Didn't even go to his throwing session.
The lineup doesn't fit. Nothing fits. You know, I truly believe that it wasn't Gabe who penciled in the four hole. Who, Jason?
Brad Miller.
All right?
Bamboo Brad.
All right? I mean, that nonsense. I remember arguing with you about the bamboo. And Natalie got all excited over that
bamboo.
Bamboo.
The bamboo was my favorite part of this past season. I was bamboo.
That's an indictment to itself.
Exactly.
It got burnt.
Yep.
That same week was the bamboo plant and the curveball machine. That was the same week.
Did I torture you over the bamboo? Because Chichunas was all about...
It was all bamboo bratted up.
He loved it.
Yeah, we both were.
Curveball machines were saving the year.
And who told you it was all nonsense?
Yes. Did Anthony?
Yes.
And so did Bryce Harper when he laughed at the question.
Exactly.
Yeah. Is he serious about curveball machines?
It doesn't take any great wisdom to see that whole thing was a fraud. They weren't good enough.
You were right. You called it early.
I falsely held out hope that they were better than what they were. And you can just go back and look directly at Matt.
How many times did I text you during the show?
Oh, I know. Shut up. This team sucks.
Yes.
But, like, there's a myriad of mistakes that Klentak has made.
I mean, look at Mike Moustakas.
Imagine having him in the lineup this year.
Yes.
Imagine signing a Charlie Morton. Imagine getting a
James, by the way.
Yeah, and they declined his $9 million.
Josh Donaldson 1 year.
They had no right-handed backs.
I mean, granted, Charlie Morton probably doesn't thrive here because we can't develop like an Astros does.
Right.
Like, Charlie Morton credits the Astros for unlocking his spin rate in his ball.
Yes.
And that's, you know, his second wind of... But James Paxton's out there. It doesn't have to be $330 million players. They can't get the medium-signed players right. They can't draft the right players right. And they're forced to overspend. And by the way, they're 13th in baseball. They're not even a big boy club. So I just look at this franchise, and I don't know what they do well right now.
They have no direction.
They do one thing well, Jim. They lose more than any other franchise in the history of sports.
And of all sports.
Jason, 11,000 losses.
They're stuck on 11. Remember the race to 10,000?
In 10,000? All sports.
Yeah, globally. And they were the first to get to 10,000. Well, congratulations. You're also the first to get to 11, which is exactly where you say, James, they'd have to go undefeated for 7.5 seasons to get back to 500 in their franchise. Undefeated. 162-0. 7.5 years.
And while this regime doesn't speak for the sins of the past.
No, it doesn't.
They certainly provide sins of the present.
Yep.
And I'm out until Klentak's gone.
I'm really concerned about him.
Until that guy is gone. He and the other Wonder Boy, Ned Rice, the two guys, I know, they're two Theo Epsteins in their 30s. They are in over their head, they're swimming, and the president, who's the most arrogant man in the room, Andy McPhail, how great is the spell fail with a PH? Gotta go. And until they're not
that's the
here,
irony, isn't it?
I'm out. Yeah. I got three other teams that try.
I feel like an Office Space to McPhail. What is it you'd say you do here? I feel like he's snoozing in an office with his feet kicked up. This is a position head.
A baseball blue blood.
Yeah.
Who just cashes.
It was more of a PR signing than it was a baseball move.
He's John's country club buddy.
Yep.
He's Middleton's country club buddy.
He doesn't do anything here.
That's all he is.
He's the guy that has his secretary order lunch in the conference room for everyone.
The flat out gall to speak to the fan base the way he did.
Oh, yeah.
Never. You know what? This town should never go back to that place. Until they're all gone.
I know, it's just not realistic.
It's true.
I hear you.
But this town, the way McPhail spoke to this fan base, they shouldn't spend a dollar on anything Phillies.
I agree.
Until he's gone.
Yeah, I prefer
he just gave me any respect.
Yeah.
Because it was disrespectful what McPhail did, and it continues it.
Yep. He should have just given me the finger. It would have just been fine.
It's a level of arrogance. Yeah. And it continued down to stupid Sean Rodriguez and his ponytail calling fans entitled. They just don't get it.
No.
They really don't. Because, you know, Sean Rodriguez views it as, oh, you guys are being critical this season. Yeah, guess what, Sean? We have decades of losing under our belt, dude. You have no idea.
It has nothing to
it's
do with this.
Arrogance from the top to the bottom.
No. And there's my point.
Yeah, and it starts with McPhail.
And I think we have pent-up anger issues when it comes to the Phillies.
No doubt about it.
But that will dissipate, and we will go into don't care mode.
We forgot about it from 2007 to 2011.
When the Sixers start. Because we will have a Sixers championship run and an Eagles team.
Yeah.
And maybe.
Both of which you know are real.
A Flyers.
Yeah.
Let's hope. Who knows?
Knock on wood if you're with me.
Let's do it.
See, here's the deal. Like people last year, what was the conversation? It was always, well, they're in first place, but nobody's into it because it wasn't real. The Sixers team, you know, sure as your fanny's in that chair, that it is real. Exactly. It is legit. Are the Eagles real? Absolutely. When you have that quarterback, you have a coaching staff that's won a Super Bowl for the last couple years. Yeah. And you also have a general manager who's savvy enough in season, out of season, to make the right moves to put you in a position. Are the Flyers real? I have no idea. This is a whole new regime.
Yeah, we'll find out in about a month and a half or so.
It may take an entire season plus. Good. I don't know. I mean, to be real to me, you got to be a conference final
team. Look at the Blues last year. It can take up until the final 2 months of the season.
Oh, man. Yeah. Maybe they'll stumble into some bar somewhere and find this magical song from the 80s.
Yeah.
Maybe they feel like a Katrina and the Waves song or something like that to make their march.
Glory is on the ring.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It says play Glory on the back of the ring.
The ring's outrageous because their color scheme's a good color scheme.
Yeah, it is a good color scheme.
Yeah.
That is cool. All right, coming up, let's go. Let's talk Birds, please.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We got a big game Sunday, and I'm worried. Oh, man. So I need you, bro, as the eternal.
Our strength goes head-to-head with their strength.
As the eternal optimist.
I'm looking forward to this matchup.
As the wee hour guy of the station.
Hell, yeah. We got this on Sunday, Ant.
I hope.
Zamboners are at full mast.
And I hope you're right.
Well, we'll find out. Stay tuned. It is the Midday Show, and it's All-Star Day. We got the bro with us. We got Nat with us, Anthony. We got more people coming in next hour as well, including Bob Cooney. Tyrone will be coming in. Joe Torre a little later. It's going to be a crazy mix-mosh kind of day here at 97.5 The Fanatic. But let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook, because that Jamie just talked about. There is so much going on in sports right now, are all happening seemingly at the same time, which means you can have a ton of fun at FanDuel and on the Sportsbook app, like I've been having. Now, they're offering a $500 risk-free bet to new users. Yeah, the risk-free bet, it's amazing. It's just the beginning, though, because FanDuel Sportsbook's got tons of great promos that happen all the time. How about odd boosts, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more, plus the new cash-out feature? It's made it easy for me. It'll make it easy for you to take your winnings early, provided you win, right? Now, there's tons of sports to choose from. And FanDuel, they offer some of the most competitive lines around. Take a look at this weekend's NFL card. A couple interesting games. I love KC this weekend in a bounce-back situation. Well, don't forget, you can place a $500 risk-free bet on that game and all the games when you use my promo code Jason, J-A-S-O-N. Signing up, it's simple and easy. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, and you can bet from anywhere in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. And use that promo code Jason, because if you make your first bet and lose, FanDuel Sportsbook's going to give you that refund and site credit up to $500. You must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued to site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Terms apply.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic. Now back to the Fanatic's 10th anniversary All-Star Day on 97.5 The Fanatic.
First couple of days of the Mets series, do some extra work on the field. We'll bring out a curveball machine and we'll bring out a live arm. Let's open it up and chat.
Oh my God!
I still remember the day where he flubbed a lot of car.
Oh, Gabe. Gonna miss you, bro.
It really pisses me off when balls go underneath Reese Hoskins' chin.
Same. Did the Giants grab him?
I've never been a big fan of balls under the chin.
With sweat.
No, they do not grab him.
You think he goes jobless this year?
Yes.
I think he ends up as an analyst on the Fox Network.
He'll get somewhere, you know.
Heading coach.
No.
He ruined Reese Hoskins?
No.
I'm gonna team up with Peter Gammons for a new podcast.
Me and Peter.
Because Peter tends to really work the beat. I'm so angry, though, that I finally had an impression I'd like.
No more.
I know, I'm going to miss your impression.
Every impression I get gets just pulled out from under me. Yeah.
We love it. I think it's incredible.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss his drops. I did like his weirdness.
Yeah, I did.
Jason and Gabriel.
Oh.
He should drive me nuts, in fact.
Oh.
It's like scary.
What do I do with all this free time on my hands?
Pour some of the champagne out for Gabe.
I'm gonna No, not champagne.
All right, let's talk Eagles. I can't do it no more. I can't talk about orange
juice with extra pulp.
By the way, Nat,
you a pulpman?
The postman says hello.
The postman.
You have an admirer. The postman.
Wait.
Yes,
your postman is my postman, and we put the two together finally.
And the postman, loves Natalie.
Aww.
Yeah. He's a good
That's
man.
Sweet.
Yeah, the postman loves.
He has to deal with my crazy dog attacking the door every day. Yeah.
He's a big fan of. Of Nat.
Tell him I.
By the way, this Chev thing, I don't know what you're talking about. This was a Northeast thing.
It's not. I did a Twitter poll.
I never heard of any. during the break, she's called me.
I've
heard it.
I've never heard it.
I rely on my trusty Twitter polls for market research.
I did it yesterday with how quickly people go through a Tic Tac thing.
Yeah. And this says, have you ever called 7-Eleven Sev? 52% say yes, 48% say no. 1,400 votes. Ant's never heard of it.
I've heard of it.
Hello?
I never heard of it. I don't know. We need to call Sev. Maybe it's where I'm older, so maybe that's not
the answer. Possibly.
Maybe.
There's no Sev in South Philly.
No one.
7-Eleven on Washington Avenue. Nobody called it. Let's go to Sev.
Did you have a Wawa?
There's a Wawa on Delaware Avenue.
Right, but did you have one in... No. See, I didn't have one either. All we have was Sev.
There's a Wawa on Arch.
I got a little story for you.
There's a 7-Eleven on Broaden... There's a 7-Eleven on Washington Avenue.
Second and Christian. Well, that's fairly new.
And there's a 7-Eleven on Broad and Jackson.
There's one right here on City Line, too.
Yes.
I got a little Sev story that might offend Natalie. I'm sorry.
What?
It's a girl thing. No dude says Sev.
Some guy came up to me.
Seriously.
I was walking down the streets of Temple one night, like 2 years ago, or 3 years, whenever I graduated. I forget. I don't even know if I did graduate. But this kid comes up to me and goes, I got a question for you. Do you call 7-Eleven or do you call the Sev? And I said, I'm not a loser. I called 7-Eleven.
Well, you're from New Jersey.
And I walked away. Never met this kid in my life. I was like, I'm not a loser.
No, it's a girl thing.
It's not.
It is.
I'm telling you.
No
dude. Listening.
No. No dude's calling it Sev.
It was Sev.
I've never said it, but I've heard it called that many times.
Listen.
It's as tired as Tarjay for Target. Let's just call it the freaking Target already.
No guy will call Tarjay. Like I heard you earlier this morning say Tarjay, which is, for a girl, it's cute.
Yeah.
Right? Like Sev is cute for a girl.
If I say Tarjay, I give you permission to punch me in the nose.
I punch you in the face. Yeah. Right. No guy's going to call it Tarjay.
If you call it Tarjay, go in there and look for a special on balls. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
No one's calling it Sev. No guy's calling it Sev.
I bet you definitely
the real
majority of our listeners.
I grew up a Cumberland Farms man. You don't even know about that life.
I heard of the Cumberland Farms.
Yeah, I was a Cumberland Farms man growing up.
At my neck of the woods, we had Land Hope too.
I don't
Land
know that
Hope
one.
Farms. Oh, come on, dude! Talk about a breakfast sandwich.
What's the one with the cow?
That's Heritage's.
What is
that? Isn't Heritage's or is that Rosenberg's?
No, there's a cow. If you're in, where's it at? It's in Delaware County.
Oh, Swiss Farms.
Oh, Swiss Farms,
I
don't know if they have a cow, but I think that's what you're talking about.
It's a cow.
Turkey Hill?
It's got like the silo, Bo?
Yes.
Swiss Farms. They're legit.
It was a drive. Originally, they're like an old drive through milk place.
Yeah, you used to drive up and get milk.
Yeah.
In the glass thing.
Yeah.
I always see that thing.
Yeah.
And I go, what is that?
Yeah. They have a nice lemonade.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah. I'm a big fan of lemonades.
That's cool.
Aristocrat.
I
never begged you as a lemonade man.
Nah, throw some vodka in there, a little iced tea, get yourself a John Daly. It's a nice item.
What's a John Daly?
It's Arnold Palmer spiked.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's an alcoholic Arnold Palmer.
That's cool. There he is. Speaking of alcoholics. What's up, Bob Cooney?
I'll take that and run with it. I got no problem.
What's up, my brother?
You are.
What's happening?
Everything good?
I miss you, man.
What do we got? Never heard of Sev.
It's Tyrone.
Never heard Sev.
Oh, come on.
In my life.
On that note.
Never heard Sev.
Listen.
Yeah.
Listen. You're taking it as a negative. It's not a negative.
No, not a negative at all. I just never heard it.
I'm saying
you're taking
it's a thing.
It's not
different
a
cultures.
It's a thing.
Listen. It's a great thing for you and your girlfriends that call it Sev.
The louse.
That's awesome. Like, we love you. So you're
it's okay.
You're cool.
The only reason this came up was because I had to stop and get the orange juice for everybody.
Nat, can you get me?
We appreciate it.
That coffee, man, that looks good. That coffee.
It's from the kitchen. It's okay. It's not as good as it looks in this container.
That's Anthony's way of saying, can you get me a coffee, please?
She guys like.
You speak Anthony very well.
Yeah, let's get it back.
If it's still hot.
Yes,
but you don't have that cup. I want that cup.
No, I'm trying to talk to you, and there are drops in my ear.
Let's get it
what
back to
you. What did you say?
That's a great call. Wow, that's intriguing.
The amount of ADD in this room right now is through the roof.
Oh. Grow up, gentlemen.
By the way, we just got a tweet. We just got a tweet from Dave. He goes, 7-Eleven is the Sev, but he also calls Wendy's the D's.
No.
That's not true.
No, come on, Dave.
Dave, you're out.
He needs to get his man card.
Reach down and see if you have D's nuts, because you don't if you're calling it the D's.
Tyrone! What's up, Tyrone? Listen, I'm excited. Let's go, Ben!
You know what I'm excited for? Trey Burke and Josh Richardson. How about some shooting guards that can catch and shoot fires?
Trey Burke.
That's a good bench piece, man.
He's real good. I saw him media day. And what yo, dude?
Matisse.
I go, dude, I love the fact you came here.
Yeah.
And he was smiling. He goes,
so do I.
He goes, I came here for a ring.
Nice.
I came here for a ring.
Dude, like, the obvious is the obvious. Everybody knows that Ben and Joel and Al and all these guys are awesome and Tobias. There's a lot of nice complimentary pieces on this roster, finally.
Yes. So,
somebody called me yesterday and was like, you more excited about Trey Burke or Howell? And I'm like, come on, man. Are you serious?
Is that the official Howell?
Howell. Yeah, he's Brazilian. Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, Philadelphians, Howell, we like to butcher
that's
names all the time.
Name?
Yeah. Yes.
Howell.
Yeah.
Howell. Like, we got like, no chance.
Yeah, like,
no,
yeah. Like, no chance. That's like what I'm saying. We're trying to do a
we're
service
do it like
here.
Raul. But how we won't get there, right? We still got people calling him Hershey Hawkins all after all these years. There's no way we're
Hey, Kevin Cole is going to put it together any day now.
And Aguilar, of course. There's Nelson Aguilar.
Alshon Jeffries.
Donovan calls Alshon Jeffries on our show.
Yeah.
Donovan every week calls him Alshon Jeffries.
Well, Gabe Kapler called him Cesar. Caesar.
That came with that
segment. Yo,
Caesar. We have Caesar is really seeing the Baldwell.
Presenting
it's
beautifully
Cesar,
right
you
now.
Dope.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.